From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is the only one of the Republican presidential candidates who supports abortion rights. Recently, his answers to questions about abortion, such as in last week's debate, have caused some confusion. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that Giuliani will be making an effort to clarify his position, if not change the topic altogether.
Tomorrow, Giuliani will speak at Houston Baptist University, where his aides say he will reiterate his support for abortion rights and say that although there are disagreements about the issue, all sides should respect each other. Although Giuliani has never hidden his support for abortion rights, until last week he had said that if he were president, he would appoint strict constructionist judges, language that some took to mean he would appoint judges who would overturn Roe v. Wade. But at the Republican debate in California, things got confusing when Giuliani explained his position this way.
Would the day that Roe v. Wade is repealed be a good day for America? Mayor?
It'd be okay.
Okay to repeal?
It would be okay to repeal. Would it be okay also if a strict constructionist judge viewed it as precedent? And I think a judge has to make that
decision.
Would it
be okay if they didn't repeal it?
I think the court has to make that decision, and then the country can deal with it.
On the campaign trail, Giuliani has also been tempering his abortion rights position with support for the Supreme Court's decision that upheld the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. And in the debate, he said this.
In my case, I hate abortion. I would encourage someone to not take that option. When I was mayor of New York City, I encouraged adoptions. Adoptions went up 65-70%.
But Giuliani's claims about New York City adoptions were challenged by the website factcheck.org. And Giuliani's critics questioned why, if he hated abortion, did he donate $900 to Planned Parenthood and even give a speech at a national Planned Parenthood convention. On Tuesday, Giuliani defended himself on conservative talk show host Laura Ingraham's radio program.
I know for some people it is inconsistent. For me, it's my position, and I believe it strongly.
Republican strategist Whit Ayers is not surprised by any of this.
The flap is exactly what you'd expect with a pro-choice candidate running in a Republican primary. Everybody knew this was coming, and the question is whether Mayor Giuliani is a strong enough candidate to carry what is considered to be ideological baggage through a Republican primary.
Giuliani is still leading the national polls of Republicans, although his lead has narrowed recently. Many political professionals aren't quite sure whether Giuliani is a passing phenomenon or someone with a real chance for the nomination. And they predict that his position on abortion, not to mention gun control and gay rights, will in the end make him unacceptable to Republican primary voters. But Whit Ayers isn't so sure.
9/11 shuffled the deck about the most important problems facing the country. And Rudy Giuliani is known worldwide as one of the major voices in fighting terrorism. I think Mayor Giuliani is a very serious and very credible contender for the presidential nomination, and I think that people dismiss him at their peril. I don't know if he will win or not, but he has a set of skills and strengths that make him a very formidable candidate, despite his position on abortion.
At the end of the exchange with Ingraham, which was posted in its entirety on YouTube, she said she'd love to have him back on the show.
I would love to come back, but you're going to have to ask me about what most citizens ask me about. You know, what are you going
right.
to do about the economy? What are you going to do about the war on terror?
Right. Well, conservatives are citizens too, Mayor Giuliani. We're citizens too.
And that's the challenge Giuliani faces. He wants to talk about terrorism. Many conservatives want to talk about social issues. In addition to his remarks tomorrow in Houston, Giuliani will have another opportunity to talk about his position at the next Republican presidential debate on Tuesday in South Carolina, where he'll try again to convince Republicans why issues like terror and the economy should be more important. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.